Welcome back to the Sneak Ranks podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my co-host Tess, aka artist formerly known as Wavy TMJ. And also, we need to come up with a good nickname for Mr. Alex Vass. What can we call him, Tess, do you reckon? Alex underscore Vass.
No, I did call him Arsewipe earlier. Does that work?
I mean, I was just going to say this. You know what? I've never really had a nickname. Like, I've been called loads of names, but it's not really the same, is it?
No. I've not really.
Fun fact.
Go on.
Fun fact, like, obviously, you know, a lot of people call me Vass now. One of my friends started calling me Vass, like, 9 years ago, and he was the only person. I was like, what are you calling that? That's not my name. Like, it's not even a good nickname. It's rubbish. It's not like, it's just rubbish. And then now everyone calls me Vass. So, yeah, it's not really a fun fact at all, is it? It's just a nonsense piece of information I've given you.
But just a bit of piece of fact. But anyway, welcome to our Christmas episode of the podcast. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and all that. I'm sat in my kitchen in a hoodie. Alex, I'm a bit disappointed that you haven't got your fresh trim out and you're hiding under a hat. It's Brian Harvey is the hat style that you've got on. So we are E17 in it a bit.
But, I just want to stay another day, mate.
Oh, good God. But Tess has made a right effort. We've got Christmas hats. We've got a Christmas jacket. We've got nipple tassels. We've got the whole lot. Me and Alex are just sitting here. If there was a pause at any point in the podcast, that's because Alex, I mean, your eyes at the minute, Alex, I don't know where you're looking, but
I'm looking at your face. I'm looking at your face because you're talking.
Oh, thank you. My face, right. So, yeah, welcome to our Christmas episode. Are we all set for Christmas, people?
No.
No.
No. God, it's
Christmas. Who are these weird people that are all set for Christmas 5 days before Christmas?
I don't know. It's not something I've done ever in my 30 odd years on the planet.
Sorry?
Did you say seven?
Nah, it must 37. Be an audio
cutting up. 37. I'll take that, mate. You're giving me a few years back, so I'm not going to lie. I love 37. But no, we all, not done, majority though. Tess, are we majority done? Christmas presents?
No. I'll see you tomorrow, Vass. I might have to get some presents at size.
Oh.
There's nothing left, mate. I've got nothing left.
That's all right, I'll go to Pret then.
Yeah, apparently they do a really good Christmas sandwich, I've heard.
Yeah, We've been following the Christmas sandwich saga. Bit disappointed you didn't get round to your vegan sandwich.
Oh, mate, I left it in the office and it was warm when I looked at it. I was like, God, this doesn't look delightful as it is. And now it's warm. I'm like, not sure this is the right thing for me to do. Last thing I want to do is have, like, vegan poisoning over Christmas.
And the rage you'd get back from that portion of society for testing it, and then you just get, but it's warm, and it would just not have been worth putting that.
Yeah, we'll give it another go tomorrow. We'll give it another go. I mean, Marks and Spencer's offering a Christmas sandwich, if I'm honest, in regards to their turkey feast, was pretty poor. I probably won't be shopping there again for a turkey feast sandwich.
Right.
I've heard good things about Pret's Christmas sandwich, so that will be the other one tomorrow. So it'll be Pret, and it will also be the vegan offering from Marks and Spencer's. Or their subsidiary called Plant Kitchen. But yeah, we'll stay tuned. I suppose by the time this podcast has come out, you'd know what the review is because you would have heard it.
I'm sure you will have done. And if you haven't done, then go back through Alex's stories. But yeah, there was a question. I was going to ask something. Oh, the point, we were going to actually try and get some Greg's Festive Bakes to sit and eat, and we could have all reviewed a festive bake around the podcast. However, it is quite late one evening that we're just doing this, and I don't think that would have been plausible to sit and eat a festive bake at 5 to 10 on a night. Or would we be down?
Well, I probably wouldn't have eaten a festive bake because I'm in London, so I wouldn't have bothered. I'd probably just gone to Pret.
You wouldn't have got. Come on, we could have delivered a festive bake to North London and South. Oh, are you classed as South London, Tess? Are we South London?
Southwest.
Southwest, right, Southwest.
Croydon is not in London.
I'm not in fucking Croydon.
Where are you?
I can't tell you.
Oh, fair enough then.
Very Southwest London.
Dressed like that, I wasn't in the right location either, mate.
TW.
Wimbledon.
Twickenham Way.
Oh.
Ish. But what I want to know is Christmas Day, while we're on the food, what is Christmas dinner for us guys on the podcast? So, Tess, what are we going for Christmas dinner? Are you cooking it? Are you eating it? Are you we all chip in? Or what happens in the Tess household?
I don't do Christmas dinner. I'm actually doing beef Wellington.
Ooh.
And I'm cooking it. I'm doing scallop soup to start, beef Wellington, and a peppermint cake.
Scallop soup? What?
I'm down with the scallop soup. I'm down with the scallop soup.
I thought Christmas Day starter was kind of like exclusively prawn cocktail. And by that, I mean the crisps.
No!
Look, are you getting it from a book?
Yeah, you're cheating, mate. Some recipes have got to come from a book.
Look, spiced cherry tomato and vodka soup with seared scallops.
Oh, here we go. Now we know why. It's vodka soup. There we go.
There you go.
And notice how that was left out of the original title, yeah?
You know, I know it's integral, but that's not the reason I chose it.
Beef Wellington with a splash of tequila.
Champagne, actually.
Champagne. Of course.
Of course. Vass, what are we on? I'm going to call you Vass just to annoy you.
I cook all the time. I've cooked the last three Christmas days. I did cook Christmas dinner once for 11 people. Pretty proud of that. No one seems to believe me, but it's big facts. It did happen. And I will be cooking it, and I'll definitely be eating it. But I'm going to throw the wildest curveball at you now, because I get a lot of stick about this all the time. But once you hear my explanation, you kind of understand a bit why. So Christmas dinner, similarly to Sunday roast, I put ketchup on it.
Oh, what? Come on!
What?
But hear me out.
No,
hear me out. I don't like gravy. Gravy's awful, mate. I don't like it. So the reason I use ketchup is because obviously when you use gravy, it makes your dinner moist, doesn't it? So that's my lubricant.
So basically, you're having like a posh chicken in a basket with chips.
Well, no, there's no baskets.
But no, but it's like...
That's just a rubbish analogy.
You're having potatoes, though.
Yeah, but it's not chips, is it?
No, it's just a bit... It's like a posh version of... It's all, you know, it's dunky-dunky, dippy-dippy.
I'll chuck a few Greek dishes in there as well at Christmas. And we also have plantain as well. It's a real mix. There's definitely ketchup involved. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm actually starting a movement. So I'm sure once this goes out, there'll be people that go, do you know what? His theory makes sense. He doesn't like gravy. Gravy is just brown water.
I've got to disagree there. I don't know if I'll do it this year.
What even is that? What even is gravy? It's awful.
Oh, no, it's the best. It depends. No, you can, just like anything in life, there are levels. You can get crap gravy, let's be honest. You can get crap gravy. But if you make it yourself... No.
Make it yourself? What's that? God. Nah, bore me later.
Seriously. I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. I've got quite a lot to do Christmas Day, so I don't know if I'm going to make my own gravy, but I usually will make my own gravy for Christmas dinner. That's what we got. And we go...
Is that like...
Yorkshire puddings for starters, not with our main meal. Yorkshire puddings is a little starter. little bit of gravy, little bit of mint sauce. Seriously, that is the starters. There's no prawn cocktail up in Yorkshire. It's a Yorkshire
You're like
pudding
a hobbit, man. To start. You're like a hobbit. Do you have like 11s as well?
No. And then, yeah.
What time do you have your dinner, though?
Listen, we all know that the starter on Christmas Day is a tin of Quality Street, all right? That's how you start your day.
I mean, that's the start of the day, I'm not going to lie. We have, the other little tradition we have is cheese and ham croissants for breakfast. Don't even know why. Well, I do know why. A lot of years ago, we lived next to a patisserie, a French patisserie. So we used to get cheese and ham croissants. The whole family come round to ours. We'd bang them all in the oven, have cheese and croissants, and it still lives on to this.
You'd bang all your family in the oven? That's pretty harsh, mate.
I mean, it's a big oven, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I think that is the Christmas tradition. But just what you said, Tess, when do you eat? I don't know. When do you eat? It changes for me.
Nighttime, because I like candles.
Ooh, like what time is nighttime, what we're saying?
7.
Oh, like a proper evening meal.
Yeah, of course I'm sloshed. I have gone for a walk, you know.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be doing that. Alex, what time's eating?
Well, at 7 o'clock, I'm thinking about how much chaos I've got coming tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Day sales.
Nah, dinner-wise, I'd probably say, 2 o'clock? So it's like more lunch, isn't it? Well, at that point, dinner. It gives you a chance to go back for like seconds and thirds, so, you know.
Are you working on Boxing Day, though?
Do bear shit in the woods.
I believe so.
Yeah, there you go.
You better believe it. Size is open. We're not getting paid for this, but size, Carnaby Street is open Boxing Day.
He's open, mate. 8 till 8. If any of you want to come and see me, I'll be there. I'll be like Oprah. I'll be like, you get a shoe.
Is it not Sunday trading hours, though? Because it's Boxing Day Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 8 till 8. There's no trading laws on a Sunday, at Christmas.
Right. Never knew that. No, my my Christmas dinner changes just depending on situations. So the kids are with me this year. So they'll have a little bit of time with their mum in the morning. And so I'll make a Christmas tea, like 6 o'clock, something like that. That's what governs my day. But yeah, can't think. Are we all Christmas puddings as well? Don't tell me you've got something different than a Christmas pudding.
Probably going to eat a Christmas dinner out of a Jordan 1.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. No.
You're not a Christmas pudding, Tess.
Like your return to Instagram. That could be your picture, you eating Christmas pudding or dinner out of a Jordan 1.
No.
So what's pudding? If you're not having Christmas pudding, what are you having?
I'm making Christmas peppermint cake.
Oh, right, okay. That's what the
thank you to Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh, that's a bit wild for me. Alex, are you a Christmas pudding?
I tend to eat all puddings, mate. I don't even discriminate, if I'm honest.
I mean, no comment forever on that.
Do you know what I'm a big fan? Do you know what I'm a big fan of? It reminds me of when I was a kid. You know, like cake and custard is elite, isn't it? It's just elite.
It's the best. Yeah.
So what I tend to do is just go to Sainsbury's and buy a pack of 4 muffins and then just get a tin of Ambrosia and just go to town.
Is this a daily basis or is this a Christmas day?
Well, it's a Christmas period daily basis, yeah. Right. So anywhere between, you know, the days of like the 22nd of December to like maybe the 28th, yeah. I am just cake and custard.
Cake and custard. That's like school dinners for me. But then it's just the standard. We have like proper puddings in our house after tea. Although you call it dinner. Oh, I'm not having all that. Do you know what I mean? We have
proper puddings. What do you set light to the little thing in there?
I will be setting light to my Christmas pudding, yeah. No, but like on a normal day, I'll have like sticky toffee pudding and custard.
And on a normal day?
On a normal day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After tea. 100%.
No!
Apple crumble and custard. It all goes down. In the Royston household.
on the subject of Christmas delicacies, mince pies. What is that about as well, by the way? What even is that?
Seriously, I'm a mince pie. I like a mince pie.
Rubbish, mate. Oh, do you know, for a long period of my life, I genuinely thought it was actually mince.
I bet you're like, have you seen the episode of Friends where Rachel mince makes the trifle at Christmas, and instead of putting mince meat in it, she puts beef in it, like minced beef. That's where you're at, aren't you, with a mince pie?
It's just,
Wait, hold on. A trifle with mince?
Yeah, it's
an episode of Friends. Have you not seen it?
Okay. I have, but I don't recall it being a trifle with mince meat. Trifle has jelly and fruit and biscuits.
Custard.
Yeah. Biscuits? Lady fingers at the bottom.
I mean, I'm not talking about lady fingers. I'm not talking about lady fingers at the bottom. That's for sure. That's a different podcast.
Why is Santa so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live.
Alex, you need these. Just to move it a little bit onto, because we are a trainer podcast. What are we? Are we Christmas trainers? Are we a fan of Christmas trainers?
You know I am.
Christmas edition trainers. Ooh, Tess is currently flexing the 90s. From when were they? I can't even remember.
Last year. Was it last year or the year before? I've no idea anymore.
At this moment in time, I'm wearing my Air Max 1 Beast 2.0s. So, yeah.
I am
That's
jealous.
Just because I'm trying to survive the jungle of pre-Christmas retail.
Right. I'm jealous. They're one of the shoes that I've not managed to pick up in my size. Actually, I'm a bit gutted about that. Oh, they're just super prices now. Pardon?
They didn't come in kid sizes, did they?
Hang on, aren't we about the same size? Just
yeah, we're not about the same height. That's the difference.
Yeah. No, I've never had a pair of Christmas trainers until I got the Sean Clive ones last year, the Christmassy ones. Did you get a pair of those, Tess?
I have.
Of course I have. Of course. But can we wear Christmas trainers at any point in the year, or is it just Christmas? Alex, what's your
opinion? I don't care. I will wear them any time of year.
It's a bit like the whole red and green should never be seen at, but other than Christmas, isn't it? You shouldn't really be mixing red and green as that fashion items, unless it's Christmas.
What about Gucci?
Do I look like the kind of person that wears Gucci? Better still, do I look like the kind of person that could afford to wear Gucci?
You ain't got a Gucci belt.
I have not got a Gucci belt. No, I can confirm that is a false allegation.
Right, okay.
I'll bring you one back from Bangkok.
You are talking about lady fingers and bottoms and Bangkok. You're on the wrong podcast this week, I'm telling you.
Like a hangover podcast, this.
But I'm not even drinking.
Christmas Day, it's chill, isn't it? It's just sliders and shorts and just time to chill, man.
Don't you get dressed up a little bit for like Christmas dinner and stuff?
Well, I'm usually cooking Christmas dinner, so the last thing I want to do is... And also, it's that transition, isn't it? You don't want to cook and then jump in the shower and then get dressed up and then sit down and eat. I want to cook and then eat.
Oh, yeah, so, but I just get...
I'm usually like one person in the household who just looks like a tramp.
Fair enough. I just get dressed up and cook. A
homeless person just cooked you dinner.
It's what, sorry?
It's like a homeless person just cooked you dinner.
No.
You look like a homeless person cooking your dinner.
Yeah.
Nice. Mind you, you have no gravy and you've got ketchup.
It sounds like a homeless Christmas dinner anyway, so...
You know, you've got like your pre-Christmas boxes and socks with holes in it and stuff.
Wow. So, at this point in the podcast, if Alex invites you around for Christmas dinner, maybe he'll try and think of some excuse. Nah, I'm not all about that. I'm all about getting dressed up, like the kids get dressed up, like, not dressed up, but like, wear something nice Christmas Day. Tess, did you say you go for a walk?
I do.
Where do you go? Do you go feed your squirrels? Will you be feeding your squirrels?
I do. I go and feed the squirrels. I go to the big park. I have a nice long walk. Have a few glasses of champagne. And then cook dinner.
If you could get one pair of shoes for Christmas, what would it be? One pair of trainers.
And
it can't be like a double up of something that you already have. It'd have to be like a completely new shoe.
Are we talking about...
Okay, is it something that's coming? Or is a myth? Or...
Well, I mean, you're not going to get a pair of Jordans a year early this Christmas, are you? So it'd probably be something that's out already that you haven't got.
Ooh, depends on the budget of the person buying me the trainers. What would
Santa,
I get?
There is no budget.
Oh, Santa. Oh, right. To go with the Christmas theme, ever so slightly, with the red and green kind of theme, I would go Heineken Dunks. I'd love a pair of Heineken Dunks. 100%. That would be what Santa would bring me if Santa could come down my chimney onto my fireplace and leave me a pair of Heineken Dunks. I would very much appreciate that. Anybody listening out there?
If Santa could come down my chimney and...
You don't have a chimney.
I think the late night has got to be, you know.
What would you have, Alex?
Do you know what? One pair, weirdly enough, I've always kind of chased, and again, the price of it now is just insane. Is the moon landing Air Max 90s?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. That shoe, and I remember when the shoe actually dropped, I was in a meeting with Nike, and I missed the drop at the time, which I think it kind of infuriates me a little bit more about it. But yeah, I would, I'd love a pair of those.
Tess?
Strangely enough, there's nothing really I want, but I did camp out and get the Air Max Animal 95s, and I gave them to one of my best friends, who in turn lost them. And I know not many people like them, and that's fine, but I always regret giving them to someone who then lost them, because I would have cherished them.
Why did you give them then? Why did you give them away? Just your friend wanted them?
Because I love her, because she's my friend.
So what you're saying is we all need a friend like Tess, and if your friend's got a pair of trainers, tell them that you love them, and then they'll give you the pair of trainers.
Yeah.
If only I knew someone with a similar size like me who's got a pair of trainers that I really want, almost a bit like Animal Air Max 95s, but Animal Air Max 1s. Anybody in this podcast? Alex, where are you? Anybody there?
Actually, I'm going to talk about going from that. I was looking up releases and stuff like that, and I saw Air Max Ones are doing these golf release, and it's got the tiger print on it, very similar to the old Atmos. Now, I'll have a question. Why are golf shoes a thing? Because I tell you what, I want that shoe, but I'm not really keen on this golf sole. Is golf that big a sport to justify a release of such an epically looking shoe?
Well, it's a similar sort of situation to what happened not last year, the year before, with the kind of Astro / Grass MX ones. I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah.
They were like kind of grass all over, or Astro rather, and they were a golf pair. I think it's just another way to kind of market trainers in a different sport. Because traditionally, that, you know, it's quite a well-dressed sport, isn't it? Golf. Probably dressed similarly to the way that Danny dresses at Christmas dinner. But yeah, I think it's just another way to try and bring that kind of fashion element to it, sports fashion. I really like them. I don't know what they would kind of feel like on foot. I can imagine the sole would be a little bit weird to walk with, but I do know the ones you're talking about. They do look really cool.
They've got the mint swoosh and it's pony hair. But it's interesting because I was comparing it to the Japan release, which was in fact a faux fur. The Dave, what's his name, design. Size does all the size stuff.
Dave White.
Yeah, so he designed all those. I hadn't realised they were actually artificial fur. I have to tell you, as a pack, I would have loved that Tokyo pack.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were. They were really nice.
There's my Christmas present, okay?
I think it's something that you're going to see more. I think, like I said, Air Max 1 is about to have a huge 2022. And I am here for it 1,000%. It's really nice to see the new edition of the Air Max 1 as well. I think people are going to like it. If they don't like it, even better, because it means I can buy more pairs of the University Red and the Royal Blue. I'm excited. I haven't been excited for a year of footwear releases the way I am for next year.
That's a big call. That is a big call.
Well, I have to say last year has been pretty underwhelming, so it'd be nice to have something to look forward to. I did notice another pair of patent shoes for you coming.
Oh, yeah, the Jordan 1 Breads. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They got the vast all over it.
They are horrific, man.
I can see people getting them and then like deglazing them like they did with...
Yeah, similar to what happened with a Shattered Backboard 3.0.
Threes, yeah.
Although I don't know how well it will work with that in comparison to that Shattered Backboard because the material is slightly different. Look, they're going to do really, really well. Anything you do in a Bred colorway on a Jordan is always going to do really well. And people are really like, excited about them. There's been a lot of chat. Obviously, it's going to be a huge year for Jordan. Huge year, especially January. You've got those Jordan 4 Red Thunders that have been put back like 400 times already.
Yeah.
Amethyst wave. Come on. Have you seen them?
Are they like the tie-dye colour almost?
Yeah. They're sort of the lilac-y tie-dye.
Yeah. I know.
My goodness.
Yeah. It's like you said, I think it's a really good year this year. I've been a little bit underwhelmed this year because there's been so much dunk and it's just not really for me. But 2022, there could be a fair few purchases.
I don't know what
I just realised. Tomorrow is solstice, by the way.
did you just check that on your sundial?
No, I just checked the date.
Oh, right.
So. I was just looking out at my bird bar.
Moving away from trainers, just going back onto Christmas. I've got a Christmas.
Why
question.
Moving away from trainers? It's a trainers podcast. What are you talking about?
Because it's Christmas.
I
want to know your sneakers, trainers, crepes. Crepes, is crepes a thing? I've heard people say crepes.
Crepes is a thing in London.
I have never ever heard it until I came across Crepe City. It was like it was not even a word I'd associate with shoes.
Yeah, you know what's quite funny about Crepes, yeah, is so when I was growing up in London, there was a spate, it was like a period of like 2 years, and there's probably be a few people listening to this that will remember this. When I was in secondary school, or high school, as you Northerners probably call it, there was a spate of like fake Air Max 95s going around, and it was a case of like you'd go to like Wembley Market and literally stick your hand in a bin bag and try and pull out two shoes that were the same size, same style, same colour. And if you found a pair, man, that was it. Happy days. And it'd be like £35, £40 for a pair of Max 90s. They were obviously not real. That was my childhood, man, growing up.
There was none
I could go
of that.
With the Gucci belt, I'll get you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've covered this at some point on some sort of forum, but can you remember the Air Max 95 squeaking and taking them back to Foot Locker? Was that a thing? Yeah. Can you remember that thing?
What You know what? Funny enough, I saw a TikTok video recently that was explaining like the kind of terms and conditions within Nike. And if you explore them well enough, you can definitely play to your advantage.
Free trainers for life type thing.
I won't go that far, but
you have to buy the first pair, obviously, to get it going. But I have seen or heard things about it before. Like you can use like a guarantee, and is it like a 2-year guarantee or something like that? On faulty and
slightly bend the rules.
Not like in 1999 when everyone was queuing outside Foot Locker like with bags of 95s, just taking. That was what it was in Leeds. Everyone just had like bags, no boxes or anything, going into Foot Locker, taking the 95s. It happened to TNs as well. You could do it with TNs. Take your TNs back and get a fresh pair, wear them for a couple of months, take them back, get another fresh pair.
I've seen this debate a million times on social media, and the most recent one was probably on Franklin King of Trainers' story. It was probably about a year ago now. But what did you call Air Max 95s growing up?
110s.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Perfect. They were 110s. And they were 110s because they were 110, right?
Yeah, 110.
Yeah.
But I can remember in Leeds, we would, when the TNs came out, we would call them, have you seen the new 110s? To begin with, and then we all call them TNs because it was almost got to a point where it was like 110s were just the Air Max, so like the new Air Max is what you were saying. Do you know what I mean? That's referenced it. Not necessarily 110 was because of the price, but then it wasn't the price, if you know what I mean. It moved on to something else. Like it was just the latest Air Max. So have you seen the new 110s? Even though I think they're like 120.
Just on the subject of like, the new version or like the evolution of like a shoe, how would you go about the evolution of a terrace shoe? Like how would you take that forward? Because obviously, it's got such a kind of huge like religious following almost, but like how would you evolutionize that shoe? Evolutionize, is that a word?
Evolutionize.
But like how would you kind of take it forward, if that makes sense? Because I feel like they kind of tried to do it, Adidas, with the Commander. Do you remember
yes. Yeah.
I feel like they tried to do it, it didn't really work. So it'd be interesting to see, like, from your perspective.
I don't know what I'd do myself. Because they're just... It's like basing it on a classic, isn't it? And it's then how do you evolve any sort of classic, like, going back, like, even...
Technology. So you'd use technology for comforts?
Yeah, but the Stan Smiths, like, with Boost... Stan Smith with Boost didn't sell. Do you know what I mean? Superstars with Boost didn't sell. They were comfort. I don't know. I'd like to see even more premium materials. Do you know, like make them, because let's be honest, they're like 80, 90 pounds, right? Would the guys pay for it? I don't know, but make them 130 and make them like out of some really, really top-notch suede. Because you'll see pairs that go through sizes, like, sometimes you get the odd pairs that are just the suede, or they don't match up quite right, or you know the serial numbers and things like that.
Quality control is, you know, it's always going to be a factor when you're producing. A lot of people always complain and say, "Oh, quality's not the way it used to be." But I think sometimes you have to remember that brands are producing product on a scale so vast compared to what they used to, that naturally there is going to be a large amount of quality control issues. That and the fact that, you know, a majority of the fakes that you see these days are usually made in the same factories that the original shoes are made in.
Yeah, that's right. But and also because of social media and just anything in life, actually, not just shoes, anything that's wrong or any complaints get shouted out the most. Mm-hmm. Do you know, people are more likely to complain than to compliment. They'll take to social media and say, can you believe I've got this pair, and the fake, or not fake, but the, like, the mismatched or the slightly different, or the swoosh, like some of the Monarchs. Did you see some of the swooshes on the Monarchs, the little mini swoosh? I saw one and it was like, one was on one side, it was where it should be, and the other one was almost touching the midsole, and they're like looking. But people shout out about that stuff more than they would shout out about having a good pair. But going back to it, I like, because I've got some made in Germany Munchens, they're vomit-proof, beer and vomit-proof trainers. And they were really good. They were really good.
The ones that made for Oktoberfest, right?
Oktoberfest, yeah. Because the materials were really good on them, and they're made really well. Made in Germany.
Well, it's got Gore-Tex on it, no?
I don't know. They weren't Gore-Tex. It just had some sort of waterproof coating on, I think. I can't remember exactly what was on it. But, and I think they were like 140 or maybe even a bit more. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But they could do that with the terrace shoes, I guess. Good question, though. On the spot. It's hard, isn't it? Because how do you revolutionise? I don't know.
Answers on a postcard.
Yeah. Hit us up on the comments. And probably that's something we don't talk about as much as the terraces on the podcast with very recently. Like, obviously Dan wasn't onto it on the last series. Tess isn't really a terrace head. Although you want a pair of Cordobas, don't you?
Did you call me a terrorist head?
A terrorist head? No, I would never say that.
No.
But yeah.
When was the last time you were on a terrace anyway? Not, and I'm not talking about your balcony.
I was out there today, actually. Last time I went to a football match. I've not been for a couple of years, actually. Obviously, it was before COVID. I've not been to a game since.
Who do you support anyway? There I ask.
Me and Mr. Vass support the elite team. The elite North London.
Fourth in the league. Probably not by the time this goes out, but...
No, maybe not. It's all right. We're playing through COVID. Nobody else is, so we're getting the points in the bag. Well, hopefully. Yeah. Tess, are we going to have a guess at who?
Until everyone else plays and they get their points and we move back down.
Yeah, exactly. No. When was the last Arsenal game you went to?
I've actually got a season ticket, but I don't ever go anymore. The last game that I went to, I think, was about 3 years ago with my younger brother. It was an Arsenal-Chelsea game. And we actually won that game. So I'd say that was a while ago.
I was there.
No, he wasn't. Well, not with me, he wasn't anyway.
No, not with you. Was that at Chelsea?
No, it was Arsenal.
Oh, you know, I did see them play at Chelsea.
Yeah, Arsenal.
So you have a season ticket for three years, and you don't.
I used to go every week, mate. I used to go home and away. Remember doing like 36-hour coach rides to Gelsenkirchen in Germany to watch us play, and an 18-hour coach trip there and back to Sunderland when we lost 1-0. That was pretty horrific. I used to love it, mate. But you know, you get older and things happen and.
See, I never did all that. I never, ever did the go into the football because I played on Saturdays, so it was never a thing.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I play football.
I don't watch it. But like football actually was my life for so many years. You know, I used to coach. So I'd coach on evenings and then Saturdays I'd play, Sundays I could be at like Liverpool away with the kids at Leeds United, do you know what I mean? And it was just like, that's all I did was football every day.
Was it your left or your right knee that went, mate?
What, the other night, the other week?
Because you could have gone pro, right?
Wasn't it last?
No. I will 100%, I was not good enough at football to play pro, 100%. I was not
or good tall enough.
I mean, I'm tall in some footballers. Who was it?
Really? Never...
Oh, mate.
What? I mean, I don't.
I think it's the gnome league. Isn't it the gnome league?
Yeah.
So on a Thursday, right, we used to train with like the YTs, like the youth squad and stuff. And oh, we'd have a kickabout, like coaches versus like the kids that were like 17 type thing. And obviously, like at Leeds at that point, we had Dennis Wise and Gus Poyet. So they'd play on my team. So I was taller than Dennis Wise. What a player, by the way. But not as good as Gus Poyet is, oh my God. Because obviously he was retired.
Wasn't it that the West Yorkshire Hobbit League that you played in?
The under 5 foot.
You and Gimli.
Oh no, it's on like a chipmunk. Oh God. The short jokes don't get old.
Tess, I'm surprised I've never seen a picture of you having tinsel as your laces in your shoe. I feel like that'd be a very you thing to do.
To actually put tinsel through my shoe?
Yeah.
No, that's effort.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that you'd probably do.
No. I like shiny stuff, but I like tacky stuff, but I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to my shoes. I know, I can see you nodding. I like a bit of shimmer. I like a bit of sparkle.
I would never ever see you attacking me.
But laces are laces. And tinsel is tinsel.
This is something, yeah? I don't ever relace shoes.
You don't relace your Air Max 1s?
Nah, I don't relace that factory lace it, man.
Is it because you can't be bothered?
Nah, it's not. I just prefer it that way. I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm quite a controversial figure when it comes to that things in footwear, food choices. I quite enjoy factory lacing. I don't have any sort of beef with it.
I see a lot of people
that will relace it instantly. I've never lace swapped a pair either.
Oh, sometimes I do a lace swap.
We're gonna part. Okay, so what am I going to wear to see you tomorrow at size?
Clothes, hopefully.
I'm thinking footwear here. Of course I'm wearing clothes. It's cold.
But if this goes out on Christmas Eve, you're not going to see me tomorrow at size because that would be Christmas Day?
No, I'm going to see you tomorrow on the 21st, which is solstice.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Can you actually bring me your sundial so I can make sure I know... What's
I'm bringing my bird bath. I don't have a sundial.
To be honest with you, Tess, mate, we'll probably be so busy that I won't even get a chance to look at your feet. You probably won't even have to see your feet in my shop. That's how busy it will be.
Okay, I'm going to video this.
Has it been really busy? Really busy?
Yes, this weekend has been mental. Even today, mate, I left at like 8 o'clock and it was still ramming. People love it.
So when you're in size and you've got your Christmas playlist up, is that what we have? We're not a Christmas playlist.
No.
Not Christmas music.
Do you know why I don't do Christmas music? Because I feel like a lot of people come in and they've been in every single other shop in the West End and they've heard nothing but Christmas music. So maybe on Christmas Eve, we might crack out a few Christmas tunes. But other than that, nah. If it's my playlist, mate, it's usually quite mellow.
So what's your Christmas
tune?
Bit of Marvin Gaye, bit of Otis Redding. Yeah, literally.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what we'll play. But then I tell you what, when it gets to Saturday and it's like busy, old school garage and funky house and yeah, mate, we up the tempo.
Get people in and out quick.
Mm.
So what's your Christmas tune then? Well, come on, Christmas tune. What's your Christmas tune that you're playing?
Driving Home for Christmas.
Driving Home for Christmas.
Hang on.
Oh. Do you drive? Riding my electric scooter home for Christmas. I don't think that has the same kind of ring to it.
Well, I mean, cycling home for Christmas.
Yeah. Tess, Christmas song? What have we got? You're
eating... Home for Christmas. I like Doris Day singing "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
How does that go?
I can't sing, but I can play it to you. I really can't sing.
Oh, we might get done for playing music on
copyright.
Here,
yeah, right? Copyright infringement. You just got to sing
oh
it.
Oh my
go
goodness, you got to sing it.
It goes something like
three,
this.
Two, go on, then. One.
I'll be home for Christmas.
No, I don't know that one. I definitely don't know that version either. I'd stop it. Stop.
Oh, that was like my last Christmas. I just have
to apologise to all seven listeners that...
No. Is this three? Wait, hold on. Is Danny's mum listening as well?
Sean's listening. Four.
Sean, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I'm all about Noel Gallagher. Merry Christmas, everybody, if you've heard that version of it.
No, you can take us through it.
You've not heard the Noel Gallagher version of Merry Christmas.
Oh, get your guitar out,
yeah. Everyone, no, I'm not.
Do you play guitar as well?
It's too late for a strum tonight. Come on.
Hold on. Should I go and get my flute?
What is this?
I'm not serious. I've got a sax, I don't have a flute.
Right, come on, take us through this Noel Gallagher.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's like the classic Slade. Merry Christmas.
Alright.
That's all it is.
Your little rendition.
Sing by him. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've never heard Noel Gallagher sound like that.
No, I know you wouldn't. He's from Manchester, I'm from Leeds, so I'm not going to sound like Noel Gallagher, am I?
Merry Christmas.
No, that's right. That sounds more like Bo Selector than my other favourite Christmas song, proper Crimbo.
Hello, I'm Lorraine Kelly, and welcome to Lorraine Kelly Live. That was Bo Selector, wasn't it? Brilliant.
Bo Selector, such. Shell toe trainers and a beanie hat. Yeah.
Oh, you minge-eating bastard.
he's from Lee, isn't he? Lee. The guy who
is it Abid Merion, isn't it? Is his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Keith Lemon, the same geezer.
Lee Francis is his real name, yeah?
This one. Yeah, it's Keith Lemon, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So, I can't believe you didn't realise I play guitar either. I'm actually wounded by that.
You're that geezer that whenever there's a campfire, you have to get your guitar out, innit?
I mean, I can't remember being to a campfire with my guitar. But... Do you know what it was, right? Yeah, I was on
If you was at a campfire, you'd get it out there, wouldn't you?
My guitar?
Yeah. Yeah, for a strum.
Yeah. Do you know what happened years ago, right? There was a...
How is this a podcast, by the way?
I don't know. People are listening, it's fine.
Nobody's listening, so it's okay.
It's fine, yeah, yeah. I went on holiday years and years ago, and there was a really rubbish cabaret kind of act on type thing. And we were in Malta, and the guy kind of like put his guitar down, some like local Maltese guy. And some random guy out of the audience just walked up to him and kind of was like in the hotel and just said, oh, can I have a little go? And just like, on the guitar and with the mic and stuff like that. And we were like, check this guy out. Oh my God, he smashed. Like, You're Beautiful. No, it did like You're Beautiful. Is it James Blunt? You know, the classic.
Tune.
And then he did loads off the back of it, and like to the point where the actual act didn't want to come back on because he was so good. And I thought, imagine to be able to have that skill to just like walk up, pick up a guitar and just like knock out a few tunes. So I thought, I'm going
to
learn
that. I've always wanted to just walk up to a piano in a train station and play it. Just sit down and play.
Yeah.
You should walk up to it, get all comfortable, and then start and play chopsticks, because everyone expects you to play something really good.
Well, I can't play piano. That's the biggest problem in the situation. But I've always wanted to do it. Like, I've always, I want to learn to play piano just so I can do it in a train station.
Yeah, there's a lad in Leeds train station who sometimes just rocks up like a young kid. He must be about 14. And he's just like incredible, just like draws an audience. So.
He's going to have so many girls.
Man, I wish I'd have learned how to play the guitar when I was younger. not so late on in life.
Why?
Well, because if
James Bond, I could do James Bond on a on a guitar, you know, because bam, 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 bam. I can do that bit.
Really? Yeah. You can do the James Bond theme tune on a guitar.
Legit, the bit when it goes bam, 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 bam. Do you know what? Funny enough, I've actually got an electric guitar somewhere, a baby blue one, in fact.
What, that you can only play that one tune on?
No, it was just a gift that was like given to me by my dad many years ago. I don't know why. I've never had any interest in playing a guitar, but they gave it to me. I can't imagine that he's ever played it either, but probably some shit that he found on eBay years ago that he bought and just handed down to me. But yeah, I'll find it one day.
Was it a Christmas gift?
Nah, I think it was like a moving house gift.
Good God.
But my dad buys that random shit for no reason. Like, he bought a surfboard once, but he's never ever been surfing. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, them midlife crisis things. Similar to kind of probably you learning to play the guitar.
I mean, I was like early 20s when I learned to play the guitar. It wasn't like a midlife crisis thing.
Didn't you learn to play the guitar in lockdown?
No, do you know what? When I actually learned to play the guitar, right, this is going to go back to, I got injured playing football and I was actually...
Oh, God.
Seriously. I tore my kidney playing football.
You tore your kidney?
Yeah. I was peeing blood and the whole lot. And
you're
so,
actually just making up injuries now at this point.
Absolutely
You tore your kidney. It's not a hamstring.
You tore your tonsils while you were doing football. Ow.
No. And I wasn't allowed to get out of bed for like, I think I was 6 weeks in bed just to like restricted movement. So I learned to play guitar because I had nothing better to do and I was just laid in bed for weeks.
So you learned to play the guitar while laying in bed?
Yep.
You are an incredible human being. Your talents
Thank
know
you very
no
much.
Boundaries.
So this movement is very easy for you when you're injured.
Yes. That type of movement in bed for 6 weeks.
Drumming.
When I was in school, I was in like a bit of, well, it was, I can't say it was a band, but it was kind of like a band.
No,
I used to play the triangle. It was really easy. I used to stand back and ting.
Oh, God. And on that
Oh, my
note,
God.
I can only really apologise to the people that this hasn't been much of a trainer podcast.
It's okay. I think we outlined that in the first episode of this season of the Onyx about we are going to do trainers. There's going to be...
No, we're going to do sneakers. But I also think we established last time that there weren't that many releases that we're excited about. So...
There's a real good amount of GR product available at the moment, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, and this is the best time of year to buy a GR product because so much of it's about to hit the sale. You're going to pick up so many bargains on stuff.
And we're all going to see you on the 26th. And we're going to bring in muffins and ambrosia.
Maybe I'm going to start a character on Instagram called GR Joe. I'm just going to dress up in army gear and just talk about GR product.
I mean, there's a gap everywhere, isn't there? You probably want to go to TikTok now.
That could be it. That could be my TikTok.
I was going to say, you've just found your nickname.
GR Joe.
Please register that before somebody else does.
Oh, mate. Yeah, just literally dressed up like Action Man used to. You know, a little war paint under my eyes. A little beret. And just talk about GR product.
I think that could actually work. Who's it? Have you seen the guy, the American guy who's like reviews trainers, but is like, I've forgotten his name. He's like so boring and he'll review a Yeezy, but he's dressed like in like trousers and a shirt. And have you ever seen this guy? Oh,
is
my
it
God.
Like this? And then we got this color here and it's all monotonous and like that.
I will send you a link. I cannot remember this guy's name. If I've not found it before the end of the podcast, somebody please give it to Alex. Let him know who this person is. But he is just the funniest guy. I'm going to try and find him now on YouTube.
It's an oxymoron when he's funny, but he's boring.
Brad Hall is what he's called. You need to find Brad Hall on YouTube, right?
Oh, get him on the podcast.
We should get him on the podcast. Do you know what? Actually, that is one thing. Going back to a bit serious, not too serious, but we do want to try and get some guests on. So we need to try and, if you've got anybody that you'd like us to try and get on, that's not already been on the podcast. I know a lot of people liked Matt Welty on, and they're saying, "Oh, I'll try and get some of the other full size run boys on." So we could try and get Brendan on, maybe. Or if there's anybody else from the world of trainers that you think,
I'd quite like to get some of the listeners on. The people who listen to the podcast, get them on and talk about podcast, talk about just life in general, you know.
Well, not talk about trainers. I've just found Brad Hall. He looks brilliant.
Brad Hall is absolutely incredible. I couldn't tell. It's obviously an act, as would G.R. Joby, but he just. Oh, well, maybe not an act.
G.R. Joe is like my Sasha Fierce.
He's like your
my alter ego.
Like who?
Like
Sasha? Like Sasha who?
Sasha Fierce.
Beyonce's
alter ego. I am Sasha Fierce. Oh, come on. Get with the program, honey.
I thought you said Sasha Fist.
I don't know, you need to get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm from Croydon.
So yeah, if anybody, we'll just put it out on this podcast then, Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you would like to jump on the podcast and have a chit chat with me, Alex and Tess, then just hit us up. And likewise, if you wanted to get us to get any other people on, because one thing I've always think is everybody's got a shoe story, you know, like I talk about all my friends who are into trainers, but everyone's got that pair of trainers, so we could just get some other people on that might not necessarily be sneakerheads and just think what, you know, show them some shoes and I don't know, mix it up a little bit. I'm looking at Alex, right? He looks like a heron. Do you know, like a bird? You ever seen a picture of a heron? Like his eyes. I'll send you the picture now. You look like completely bemused.
What, of a heron or of me?
I mean, what I'll do is I'll take a picture of you and then I'll take a picture of heron and say and show you how you look just like one. But yeah, I can't think of anything else to add.
I'm just sat here thinking about my ketchup on my Christmas dinner.
Oh my God.
Wait, can I ask you, do you have ketchup with your ham and your turkey?
Ham?
Well, don't you have ham as well?
No.
Boxing Day ham?
No. I have Boxing Day McDonald's because I'm at work.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I don't have ham. No, it's just the turkey is the only real meat I do. I might do a little bit of chicken, but yeah, no, I don't have ham.
If you do a turkey, you do a bit of chicken as well.
Yeah, well, I don't discriminate against birds.
Is that not a bit? I mean, neither do I. Is that not a very? Is that not a bit similar?
We know.
Is it not a bit similar? No. Well, a turkey is a turkey, and a chicken is a chicken. So.
See, I'll go turkey, and maybe I've done like a joint of pork before, if there's enough people. But I will do a ham. I'll do like a cherry Coca-Cola ham in the slow cooker for Boxing Day. If I've got people.
Cherry Coca-Cola ham?
No. It's a thing.
How are people even getting at me about ketchup on a roast when you're cooking a ham in a fizzy drink?
I tell you what, I'll make one and I'll deliver a Coca-Cola cherry Coke sandwich and you can review that. How about that?
Similar to my Iron Brew Brussels sprouts, I suppose. Oh, well, see, we're all throwing random shit out there, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Me and the pies of turkey.
Oh. No. Okay, do you discriminate in what bits of the turkey you do and don't like?
No. I just don't eat the giblets, obviously.
Obviously. That's for the gravy.
Why is it for so
The revelation my that you don't have gravy.
My thought process is essentially the giblets of a turkey is the placenta.
Hmm.
So if that's what you're going to stick in your gravy test, then absolutely crack on, girl.
I think we've established I'm not eating turkey. I'm having beef.
Yeah, what even is that about? Beef?
No, I'm not into turkey. I don't actually like Christmas dinner.
So don't have it then.
That's why I'm not having it.
Have fish and chips or something. Fish fingers and beans.
Have a clue.
I don't know. No. Fish fingers and spaghetti hoops.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a thing.
Spaghetti hoops.
Not okay.
Right, I think we are going to...
I think we've diverged enough.
We are going to wrap this one up. We did have a bit of trader talking on this episode, but we did want to try and keep it a little bit Christmassy and just a little bit silly as per usual. But we just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Hope Santa brings you everything you want and you kind of get what you deserve, really, when it comes to presents.
You should do like a... You should do an annex Christmas hashtag so you can see what trainers everyone got for Christmas and you could talk about in the next podcast.
That is actually a really good shout. So should we let's get the hashtag. I love it how you throw these things out and then don't give me any time to think about anything.
That's what I do, mate.
If we do hashtag annex... Hashtag annex Christmas on a full Christmas. No shortage to Xmas. Annex Christmas on the hashtag with your shoes. And then me, Alex and Tess will have a look at what pops up on the hashtag. So for anything you get over Christmas, tag us in.
God, I really hope nothing else gets tagged under annex Christmas.
Well, let's see. And on that note, Tess, anything to say?
Merry flipping Christmas. Enjoy your ketchup, your gravy, your beef, your ham, your turkey, your chicken, whatever.
Hashtag Tess's tassels.
Are you finishing on that, Alex?
Oh, God.
Merry Chrysler. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, folks, and we'll see you next time for an end of year special. Bye.
Jingle bells.